Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Blair reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dick Bosman now pitching. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bosman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive into left field. Lowenstein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lowenstein. Robinson scores. Bellinger goes all the way around to score. Blair moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Fred Bean now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Blair bunts towards the mound. Bean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bellinger moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Blair moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Grich moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 0-for-3 in the game. Etchy Barron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 8-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Davis reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. Grich moves to third. It's 9-1, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ossie Blanco now playing first base. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-1, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 4 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.